I think for a while there, the Pioneers haven't had much of a public profile, but nowadays, especially with this temperance campaign, people will see at a very local level what the Pioneer message is. And I suppose when people have the opportunity to reflect on what the Pioneers have to say, then they will listen and they'll make up their minds for themselves.
But I mean, lots of other groups have been talking about the abuse of alcohol in our society, about the dangers that we're in, about young people and the risks they're exposed to. It doesn't seem to have made much of an impact.
Well, I suppose it won't have an impact overnight, but I suppose if we have a good debate on the issues, if we talk about things at a pace that people can respond to, well then people will slowly maybe decide to have a different opinion on things. Again, the Pioneers just play their part in a broader debate on the issues of alcohol and drug use in society, and I think given our history we're well placed to do so.
Talk about that history. I mean, there is a sense in which the image that the Pioneers have, rightly or wrongly, but they would have an image of being very anti-drink, puritanical probably, and killjoys. Now, you're a young person. Have you ever experienced that as a feedback about the image of your organisation?
Well, it's got a history, absolutely. It's a diverse history where we would have had a huge numbers of membership down through the years. And that continues, that we're still a very prominent association across the country. What you'd find is that even within an organisation, you would have different perspectives on all the issues. Therefore, you could maybe say that some people are killjoys, but absolutely not. Most far more true to the fact is that most Pioneers get on with their normal day-to-day lives. They practice abstinence and promote moderation through the example that they give. And that's not really so much, you couldn't really pick up that we're old-fashioned or killjoys through those actions. We're just getting on with our normal lives.
Now, you're unusual, because you must be. I mean, what age are you?
I'm 26.
Do you not find that most of your mates are out drinking and having the pints and enjoying themselves with alcohol? We can talk about whether or not it's real enjoyment, but that would you find yourself as unusual among them?
I wouldn't like to say anything unusual. I may be unique among them. Some of them, of course, a lot of my friends are all I've made through the association, and that's brilliant.
Let's talk about the ones that you haven't. That's the ones that you would say you'd be unique with. If you said to them, "Listen, lads, here's the crack. I want you to drink less for Lent," will they listen to you?
Well, I think that my friends would listen to me now, whether they'll respond to it.
Well, that's what I mean by listening, yeah. Do you think they might listen, but will they do anything about it? Because that's really what you want, isn't it? A change of habit.
Well, a change of mindset is the first thing that you'll do. Change of habit is a far longer thing.
Lots of people can have a change. I mean, there's lots of people around Ireland saying, "God, I really should be drinking less. Pass me over the bottle of wine."
Well, at least they're considering these options for themselves. I mean, we have a culture that has relied so heavily on alcohol down through the years. It is the fact that we're reflecting on these issues, that the Pioneers are putting their points of view across, that other organisations like the GAA, like Alcohol Action Ireland, they're all implementing alcohol policies.
Yeah, and the GAA are selling alcohol in Croke Park.
They are.
For the first time, and against a campaigning by one former Pioneer, Father Micheál McGrail.
They've introduced that. They're also in the business of providing entertainment. But at local level, I have to say, they're very good supporters of the Pioneers. They've introduced these alcohol officers in every local club. And I know my own local area and in other counties, I've seen how the county boards have gotten together to implement these policies across the thing.
I mean, again, why did you join the Pioneers instead of then say, are you a GAA man yourself?
I'll be a GAA man, yeah.
And why did you join the Pioneers?
Well, it was a family relationship first. It was an important part of my family life and upbringing, and from there on I took it up. I got interested in it.
And when you say it was a family thing, I mean, how did that affect you growing up? That somebody didn't drink alcohol, or was a Pioneer in your family?
It was just life growing up. There was rarely alcohol. Not that it was a ban on it or anything like it, but there was rarely alcohol in our house. It wasn't discussed. We didn't dwell on the fact that there was no alcohol in the house. It was just the way it was. And then through my involvement in the association, I decided that this is something that I'd like to keep on.
Did you ever drink?
No, I've never knowingly, I suppose, gone out to drink. I've had little bits of spiked drinks and stuff put in front of me before, but other than that, I mean, it's not exactly a big deal.
Do you miss it?
I've never drank, so I don't know. You can't miss something that you don't know. No, I think about it like this. Everybody who does take a drink doesn't go around thinking, "Oh, I miss the fact that I don't drink." So why should I go around thinking that I miss the fact that I don't drink?
So in a nutshell, why is it important for you to be a pioneer?
In a nutshell, for me personally, it's a thing for me. I get enjoyment out of my involvement within the association. Aside from that. It's just a choice that I've made. I don't feel that I'm losing out on anything. I think I'm gaining in the sense that, you know, I think it's always good to reflect on your health, on your personality, how you conduct yourself. I mean, these things are just, you know, alcohol is just an extension of any of these decisions that a person will make. You know, alcohol isn't exactly the issue in a lot of cases. It's the person's mentality towards issues of moderation. Whether you drink and drive or whether you speed, I mean, it's the same thing. You know, how we conduct ourselves is the important thing.